A march on Capitol Hill demanding the guns that killed their loved ones are banned. Gloria Cesaris is here. She wants you to remember her daughter Jackie, killed at her school in Uvalde, Texas.
She was spunky, she was sassy, she sometimes had that little attitude that, you know, if she knew she believed in something, that's what she was going to fight for.
She can now see for herself how police responded to her daughter being shot, media outlets releasing 4 minutes of security camera footage. They edited out the sounds of the children screaming. You can clearly see police arrive 2 minutes after the shooting started. A few approach the classroom door, but run away less than a minute later after shots are fired. As the minutes tick by, the shooting continues. The police stand and watch. One gets hand sanitizer. Eventually, a small army of police arrive with bulletproof shields, body armor, and automatic weapons. They rush in and kill the gunman after 75 minutes of waiting.
One of the ways this videotape is going to change the debate is Republicans after mass shootings often say what's needed for a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. That was obviously not the case in Uvalde.
Cesaris is enraged the world can see this video before she could. She doesn't know that she'll ever watch it, but she will live with the unbearable question of what her daughter was experiencing for these 75 minutes, shot but alive.
I don't know when she was shot. I think it was at the beginning, but she survived 77 minutes. She didn't die at that school. She died at the hospital. So I don't know. I don't know, but there's a possibility if they had breached that room, my daughter might have survived. Along with, there's quite a bit of others that had non-threatening injuries and just bled to death.
There is one more thing she would like the world to know about her 9-year-old little girl.
Jackie had a heart of gold. She was always looking to help somebody else. She always thought of others before herself.
A quality apparently not on display here. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.